Good morning. The 6:30 a.m. news with Kelly Eben. First, the main stories. Officials of the Northwest Regional Branch of Elections Cameroon say voter registration in the region has hit a tremendous increase with more than 23,000 new voters on the rolls. Out of Cameroon, millions of residents in northern Nigeria have been placed under 24-hour curfews amid nationwide protests against the high cost of living. In sports, athletes with intellectual impairments will today compete in four disciplines on the campus of the University of Yaoundé 2 at the finals of the Cup of Cameroon in different categories, ending their sports season. Those were our top stories. Now the news in full. A film titled Paul Biya, A Great Statesman with a Prodigious Destiny, will be projected in Douala today. Produced by the Ministry of Arts and Culture, the film showcases the achievements of the head of state since his ascension to power 42 years ago. Our reporter Pontianus Lawong visited the Douala Beseke ceremonial ground scheduled to host the event and filed in the following report.
Technicians at the Douala Beseke ceremonial ground setting up the stage for the projection of a 90-minute film titled Paul Biya, A Great Statesman with a Prodigious Destiny. They are being supervised by officials of the Ministry of Arts and Culture.
I am Charlotte Melanie Sangye Teki. We have a car podium which prepared a spectacle, moving very well.
I'm Madame Wange. We have to put a very big screen and we will have loudspeakers, various angles. People have to understand well.
Produced by the Ministry of Arts and Culture, the film highlights the achievements of President Paul Biya on the national and international scenes since accession to power in 1982. After projection events in Yaoundé and Betua, it is the turn of Douala this Saturday, August 3. The Vuri Divisional Delegate for Arts and Culture, Isaac Kwa, says the projection ceremony that kicks off at 1 p.m. will be spiced by traditional dances and music from the littoral region.
We took one artist from each of the regions that compose the littoral that will present any specific type of culture that is for Mungo, Sanaga, Nkam, and the Vuria in Douala. For example, you have one of the biggest in Douala, Bendeka.
Organized by the Littoral Regional Council, entry is free of charge. Some 3,000 persons are expected to show up for the projection. Pontianus Lawong, CRTV News, Douala.
From Douala to the Northwest region, where officials from the Northwest Regional Branch of ILECAM have announced a remarkable uptick in electoral registration with over 23,000 new potential electors now on the rolls. The regional boss of ILECAM, Mbowo Elvis, has commended his team's dedication, particularly in the face of ongoing security challenges in the area, as he expressed optimism about achieving their goal of registering 27,000 new electors by August 31, 2024. Ola Titanki tells us more.
According to the Northwest Regional Boss of ELECAM, Mbowo Elvis, less than 1 month to the close of the electoral registration process, the region can take pride in its achievements. He emphasized that many young individuals have demonstrated an awareness of the importance of being registered and participating in their civic duty.
So far, the region have registered 23,873 new electors, recording a percentage of 88.4%. In absolute terms, 19,172 are youth, while the adults are 4,685.
Despite the acknowledged security challenges, the Northwest Regional Boss of ELECAM has stated that strategies have been implemented to increase the number of registered voters.
Work in close collaboration with the Defense and Security Forces, administration, the media, and the civil society to ensure that by August 31st, the region should hit its target of 27,000 new electors.
The Northwest Delegate of ELECAM, Mbowo Elvis, has urged eligible voters who have not yet registered to do so, emphasizing that registration is the essential means by which they can make their voices heard and influence decision-making in their communities. Ola Titanki, CRTV News, Bamenda.
You're listening to the 6:30 a.m. news on the national station of the CRTV. On August 10, 2024, Cameroon will join the rest of Africa in commemorating the 13th African Decentralization and Local Development Day and the 7th Africa Civil Registration and Vital Statistics Day. These observances, established by the African Union, seek to emphasize the importance of local governance and to enhance civil registration systems through digital transition. The aim is to improve service delivery across African countries. The announcement was made yesterday in Yaoundé by the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Ilanga Ubam. Here now is an excerpt of the Minister's declaration selected by Aponse Ati.
On 10th August 2024, Cameroon joins the African community in celebrating the 13th African Decentralization and Local Development Day, commemorating the 7th Africa Civil Registration and Vital Statistics, instituted by the African Union in the wake of the adoption of the African Charter on the Values and Principles of Decentralization, Local Governance and Local Development. For this edition, Continental Organization invites us to, quote, strengthen the links between civil registration. This day confirms, if it were still necessary, the relevance of the decentralization policy desired by the President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya, which most enhances the importance of establishing, with the effective contribution of regional and local authorities, a solid education and training system rooted in the realities of Africa. This is crucial for the sustainable and inclusive development of local communities, as it enables powers and knowledge to be tailored to the specific needs of local areas. Cameroon, following in the footsteps of the African Union, is committed to promoting an education system that respects cultural diversity and local specificities. We are emphasizing the need to build the capacity of regional and local authorities in designing and implementing local education projects.
The Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Ilanga Ubam, in an excerpt of a declaration. Out of Cameroon, millions of residents in northern Nigeria have been placed under 24-hour curfews amid nationwide protest against the high cost of living. Authorities have ordered locals not to leave their homes, preventing them from participating in the protest. The authorities say the curfew is necessary because hoodlums had hijacked the protest in order to loot and vandalize properties. There is a heavy security presence around the country with 9 more days to go, according to the protest organizers. In sports, the Cup of Cameroon final of the Sports Federation of Intellectually Impaired People will take place today on the campus of the University of Yaoundé 2 in Swa. The athletes will compete in 4 disciplines in the final that will end the sports season. Harrison Asho Tiko has more in the following report.
The intellectually impaired athletes will compete in the 100 and 400 meters races, long jump and short put in the men and women categories on the campus of the University of Yaoundé 2 in Swa.
Il s'agit pour nous de faire une évaluation du niveau de performance.
The Secretary General of the Federation of Intellectually Impaired People, Jel Sadrak, says the exercise will allow them to evaluate the season.
C'est aussi l'occasion de récompenser les meilleurs athlètes. Vous avez parlé des spécifiques.
He adds that it will also give them the opportunity to celebrate the athletes who have been outstanding throughout the season. The best 2 athletes in each of the 4 disciplines involved in the final will be awarded medals.
Harrison Ashu Tiku bringing us to the end of the 6:30 a.m. news presented by Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening. We